Remember Sir Melville Macnaughton? I have little doubt but that his own family suspected the man. It was alleged that he was sexually insane. And Daniel Farson seems to have established that Montague Druitt was, if not left-handed, as most people feel the Ripper must have been, ambidextrous. Medical evidence favors this view, and furthermore, Druitt's background would certainly have provided the opportunity for the limited anatomical knowledge displayed by the Ripper. Macnaughton, incidentally, was not the only person to think that Montague Druitt was the Ripper. Other people in authority, who might have had access to the same evidence as Macnaughton, came to the same conclusion. Major Arthur Griffiths, Inspector of Prisons, wrote in his Mysteries of Police and Crime, 1898, "There is every reason to believe that his own friends entertained grave doubts about him. He was believed to be insane, or on the borderline of insanity, and he disappeared immediately after the last murder."